Hi, I'm here with our new volleyball coach at Iowa Lakes Community College, Coach Mike Turnbull, and we're really excited to have you here. It's been a quick turnaround, learning on the fly and getting better every day. But, Coach, just want to talk to you a little bit about the season and what you guys expect this year. But talk to us a little bit about your returners and what role you expect them to play this season.
First of all, we have four sophomores back from last year's team. Two of them that got real significant time in the rotation, and that would be Faith Marquin and Ariel Bazzoni. And Ariel's from Storm Lake, and Faith is out of Anchorage, Alaska. But that's a libero and an outside slash middle hitter between those two. And those were the first two players I met when I got on campus here 10 days ago. And I had nothing but like praise from people about those two kids and how it'd be good to have them, that they're back. And I've noticed that right away. They're strong leaders, very anxious to do well this year and understanding that, you know, we got work to do this year to get it up. And the other two are Mary Kelly and Yvonne Tomlin. And they decide to come back. They're both also involved with softball. You know, so you got four people who've been through it, which is important. You know, it's tough when you don't have some sophomore leadership that can just help the freshmen for everything that goes with being freshmen, not just with your sport, but especially this year. With me being the newbie around here, and those sophomores are going to be critical because I don't know the school yet. I'm learning the school. And if we just keep it to volleyball, I'm good. But right now, I can't answer too many questions about how anything operates around school. I went to freshman orientation yesterday and felt like a freshman. And I went through it with them just to hear what they're getting. But happy with those guys because they give us some versatility. You know, Ariel's going to hit multiple positions. Faith, if needed, probably could come up and swing. Hopefully that doesn't have to happen because she's an outstanding defender. And then Mary will do some setting, play some DS. And we're hoping to get Yvonne hitting on both sides of the floor and possibly a little back row stuff, but mostly as the outside and the right side hitter.
Well, great. It'll be exciting to see them back in action. And talk to us about your incoming class and what you expect from them.
Well, the incoming class, and I'm excited with these girls, first of all, for the reason that they are all but one are from the general area. There's two Osterville girls with Lindsay Jensen, who isn't quite healthy yet. We'll hopefully get her in the flow here in the next couple of weeks. But and the other one is Sydney Swanson, and both of them are just excited, I think, to be playing, to be here. I'm excited to work with them because they're good kids. They're going to do more. Again, like Sydney could hit all three positions for us. She's going to do fine. And Lindsay, still kind of waiting to see what she's got, but kid can pass. She's swings it definitely well enough to be an outside hitter, and she's athletic enough to play that position. And then, you know, you're getting a coach's kid, and in the past, coach's kids have worked out very well for me. I think for a lot of coaches, not just me, coaches' kids are nice to have around. And then then we got two girls out of West Monona, Haley Smith, who will hit two positions, and then Jada Barker, who was not with us when we opened up and got her in the first weekend prior to class, and she's going to be doing a setting, and I thank Haley Smith for that one because on paper it didn't look like we had a setter. We were going to have a setter tryout when we started practice, and Haley said, I got a friend that set for us in high school, and she's not doing anything right now, and Jada had been recruited by Coach Porter and was interested, you know, and just decided to stay home and go to a tech school over their way. And we talked to her and her mom, and they were just very excited about the opportunity. And I am very pleased with what we're seeing out of Jada so far. She's going to be an outstanding addition, but not just a pickup to help set up. I think the girl knows what she's doing. and her grandpa's the coach over there at West Monona, and apparently her grandma's involved. She's Coach Sutter, so, you know, hopefully I don't step on any toes when I start trying to mold Jade a little bit, too, because she sounds like she's got a family of coaches.
Well, that's great. It'll be good. Go ahead, Coach.
I don't want to close out on Kiana. Coria Lopez out of Denver, and Kiana is, she's just a sweetheart, and we want her to play. We don't want her to be that when she steps on the floor, and I'm hoping she can learn that. She'll be playing in the middle for us, and solid volleyball player, and just like most freshmen that come in, it's going to be a transition, and she's going to find out, you know, you got to get going when you got to get pin to pin and block, and that'll be her biggest thing. But she's going to be a solid middle hitter in this league.
Very, very good. And what are you guys hoping to accomplish this year? Goals, and talk to us about those.
Goals, the same what I've always had on any team. It's be better every day you get in there. And, you know, it doesn't have to be the big picture. Some days it's just a specific thing we got to make better. We, you know, and like coming out of our scrimmage, I felt like, and you would expect this, you got 10 girls who haven't spent any time with each other. We've only been in 4 sessions in the gym, and talking, communicating was not lacking, but it needs work. And in volleyball, that's kind of a constant anyway. You're always pushing for that. And it's funny because you'll push all year long for talking and communicating, and then when you get to the end, when you're really playing well, you just kind of quietly flow around each other. So it's like you force that autumn all season long, and then you know they got it when they're just, things are flowing, and there doesn't have to be a whole lot of talking at that point. But defensively, we got to talk. But specifically, just pace of the game, which is always a thing with freshmen to learn that, and sophomores to jump back in. And because there's practice pace, scrimmage pace, and game pace, and I think there's even something different that's called conference pace when somebody lights it up a little bit more for you. But I think just working on that, and then on the given day when you're playing, especially a lot of these tournaments we go to, it's just, you know, compete. Be the best in the gym. Try to be the best in the gym. You're not always, you can't, but you can make that attempt. Mm-hmm. And if we're just constantly pushing, I think good things are going to happen with this team, because we're going to be learning a lot of things early. Just in general, of what my expectations are, what they're going to be able to do with each other. And we're going to have to learn to play the game according to our squad, not according to exactly how, you know, everybody might think this is the way you got to go. Because we're going to be a little limited in a couple positions. We might find a rotation that we better get the heck out of as fast as we can, because it's not a place we want to be. So side out or a block is going to come real important. And then pace, and maybe, you know, we're talking about tacking off is right on second ball sometimes, and occasionally being a little unorthodox, because we'll need to, some of these big squads, we're going to have to change their rhythm, and that's one way to do it, is attack on the second ball and not necessarily get to the third. So goal-wise, I just think it's just a matter of get it right, that, you know, we're chemistry first. You take care of your business off the court. Get the respect going for each other. Then take it to court, put it in between lines. Because volleyball, I think, is a sport you don't play without chemistry. And we don't have to be best buds 24/7, but we need to be able to communicate, trust, and, you know, and commit to each other. And when you do step a lot between the lines, there's no doubts. And it takes a while to get there, especially with kids coming in fresh that don't know each other.
For sure. And last thing I got for you, Coach, I know it's going to be your first year in the ICCAC, a very tough and grueling conference, but talk to us a little bit. I know you guys have had one scrimmage. You've seen a couple of the conference schools, and, you know, talk to us what you expect to see this year.
First of all, I've got all kinds of respect for this conference, because for 24 years, coaching up in Minnesota and in a Division III conference, and then running into Iowa schools at tournaments and different places, and you know, because coached multiple sports, and it was like, for example, in baseball, stupid enough to bring a team down here every year and let Iowa Western kick us around for a while, and we made a few stops at Nyack, a few stops here at Iowa Lakes, and but the volleyball end of it, you know, ran into teams up at Minnesota West, over at Rochester, Austin, maybe, you know, those kind of things. Occasionally somebody would sneak up to the cities and hit a tournament at Anoka or something. And you've always known that that level was a little, was above what we were playing at the Division III level, even though we felt we were competitive. But then you'd bump into these teams, especially, you know, I remember very well running into Iowa Lakes when they had it rolling here, and we're just national tournament after national tournament, and we bumped into them a couple times at Rochester. I don't know how it went, but I just remember having and knowing we were in for it when we played them, that we're, this was going to be a tough one. So being now just getting into the fire with these people, it's going to take me a while too, get the rhythm, you know, and kind of get a feel for styles with the different programs, the coaches. I've only met two programs so far, DMAC and NIAC. And Chris at NIAC I'd met before. Patty, that's the first time I got to meet her. But, you know, just off of those two, you know, I know they're usually up in the mix all the time, which is right where we want to be. And then it's, I thought we held our own for 2 hours with both those teams. And did well, but that's not much of an indicator, you know, as far as that goes. But at least it started upping our confidence level that maybe we can roll with these teams. But told the girls that they screwed up because I just wanted to sneak in on everybody and maybe just steal a couple. They won't think we're going to be okay. And we now they know we are. But and Kirkwood's rated 7th, and Iowa Central's rated 10th, and you know, peaked at our schedule, and in the next 2.5 weeks, we play 7 of the top 20 teams in the country,
nice,
including number one Coffeyville next weekend. So, yeah, we're, like I said, got to be ready to compete because nobody's going to feel bad.
Yep. Well, best of luck, Coach, on the season.
Thank you.